Did you mention also that you had a short time in experimental?
Yes. That was actually trying to sort out extruding turbine blades in some weird and wonderful metal which has forgotten. It was nickel alloy. And that technique's been superseded now. But that technique was used for quite a while, and we were trying to get it to work effectively with a company in Hereford whose name has gone. But quite a well-known company for sort of doing sort of technical high-tech forgings. And we were trying to sort this out with them. We were quite successful, actually, in the end, I think. You don't stay for long enough to really sort of see things come to fruition. But we were beginning to make progress. And, what happened after that, I obviously lost touch with it. But that was sort of beginning to pioneer on making these things by extrusion. Because hitherto, I think they'd all been made out of solid piece of metal and solemnly machined away. But obviously, it'd be much quicker and better if all that could be done away with, or the majority of it. So that again is a victim of the memory, I'm afraid.
I've only talked to people who have told me that there was such a thing as an experimental place in Fieldings. Can you tell me about it? It was a separate room, was it?
Yes, Bert Healy, I think it was Healy, was the foreman. It was just an area where experimental work was done. Dyes for various odd jobs. I think we even tried to. One of the jobs was extruding silver for wire, I think it must have been. So it was really an area dedicated to experimental work, and not in the production area, which you don't want to be doing experimental work on production. It's not a good idea. You should have sorted it out before then. And this is roughly what they were doing. They were just trying to sort things out before they went into production. And it was Stuart Pope was the other man. Bert Healy and Stuart Pope. Stuart Pope was the sort of full-time operative, if you like, and Bert Healy was the boss. He wore the white coat. Stuart wore overalls.
So it was just the two of them, and then you and a couple of other guys.
In fact, I think most of the time it was just the two of them and an apprentice. And they used to put an apprentice in for 6 months and sort of let them do, a bit of dog's bodying and that sort of thing. I don't recall there being anybody else working in there, actually, apart from the two of them and, one apprentice.
That's fantastic that you can remember that. Do you remember what those two people were like? Do you remember what it was like to work with them?
I can't really. I can only remember the anomaly that Bert Healy came in at 8:30 and Stuart Pope started at 7:30, and I did as well, which struck me as being a little bit odd, but perhaps I was before my time. I don't know.